Utah ranked fourth in the country for opioid deaths between 2012 and 2014. According to the Utah Naloxone Organization, the rate of overdose deaths in Utah exceeds that of motor vehicle collisions and firearms. Their answer is to get naloxone, a drug that can sometimes reverse the effects of an overdose, into as many hands as possible. Naloxone, or Narcan, is a temporary antidote for opioid overdoses. It has helped prolong thousands of lives long enough to get the medical attention necessary. But antidotes aren't enough. That's why Intermountain Healthcare has committed to reducing the amount of prescribed opioids by 40% over the next 3 years. That would decrease the amount of pills prescribed each year by 5,000. Hospital Ancillary Services Director Adam Chandillo says it requires educating doctors and the public, so Intermountain Healthcare created the Opioid Community Collaborative.
That's a multi-agency initiative where we're working with local county health departments, working with other healthcare providers to provide that provider education to our physicians and other prescribers. Also to provide some public messaging around opioid, the risks of opioid abuse, misuse, and addiction. And then also to provide access to opioid drop boxes where you can drop off prescriptions, unused prescription pills. And then finally, the fourth piece is just being able to distribute naloxone kits to a layperson to be able to administer.
Chandillo says there are other treatments for certain types of pain.
We recognize a number of Utahns suffer from chronic back pain or other pain issues. And part of that strategy there is there are alternative methods such as chronic disease self-management programs for pain, things such as acupuncture, things such as meditation and mindfulness that can also impact that. So a lot of a multifaceted approach to pain reduction.
But that doesn't stop the thousands of accidental overdoses that happen each year. Chandillo says that's why Park City Hospital is hosting a free naloxone training event on October 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m.
We know that there's a lot of demand for this out there. We've seen the naloxone training events that we've had throughout the system be very well attended. I think it's an issue that is certainly top of mind for a lot of folks in Park City and Summit County and also across Utah. So it's open to anyone who really is interested in learning how to administer naloxone and then being able to take possession of a kit as they leave the training session.
He clears up some misconceptions about those who overdose and when to use naloxone.
It's not a drug that necessarily has to be used on someone who has an addiction. And in fact, a lot of drug overdoses occur in individuals who aren't addicted to opiates or opioids, but they may ingest it for the first time or take an amount that's above the recommended amount. And then they would go into an overdose state. So it's really to be administered when someone's in an active overdose.
If you're interested in participating, visit parkcityhospital.org/naloxone to RSVP to ensure they have enough kits for those who attend. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.